Artists, artisans, makers, and craftsmen at Catskills Curated. NarrowsburgUnion.com.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the local edition here on Radio Catskill, local news and information to keep you connected. I'm your host, Jason Dole, and coming up, we've got two conversations recorded by Radio Catskill's own Patricio Rabayo. Patricio's out there keeping us all connected to the community. We're going to be talking about Porch Fest happening up in Stamford, New York. And then we'll check into the executive director of the Roxbury Arts Group, Jenny Rosenzweig, about that. That's coming up in the second half of the program. But first, Sullivan 180 is a nonprofit organization that looks to help improve the health and well-being of Sullivan County. They join us every month to talk about programs and events that Sullivan 180 has going on in the Sullivan Catskills. This month, we're talking about OFA on Wheels. What is that? That's the Office for the Aging on Wheels. To find out more, Radio Catskills' own Patricio Rabayo spoke with director of Sullivan 180, Amanda Langsater.
Absolutely. A couple months ago, we had been working with BOCES on this project to develop a mobile classroom. Of course, this came out of the need, the pandemic need, for students that didn't have access to Wi-Fi and needed to complete their schoolwork. So BOCES worked with several partners to create this bus, and the bus was actually gutted by BOCES students, and then laptop stations, workstations, were installed in the bus, all of this done by the students at Sullivan County BOCES. And then the bus was taken to various school parking lots where students could jump on the bus and basically get their schoolwork caught up if they were lacking Wi-Fi at home. So the question came up, well, this bus, it's a great resource. How else can we use the bus, particularly in the summer months when school is not going on, or after the pandemic when a mobile bus wouldn't necessarily be needed? So we have been reaching out to the Office for the Aging for a variety of different programs, but I had a conversation with Lee Sand, the director there, about how we could utilize the bus to get the Office for the Aging out into the community. And she was really excited about that idea because there were other departments from the county, like the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, that are able to get out into the community and get right to where the residents are and need the services. And she really felt like if we could get the Office for the Aging out on wheels, it could make a big difference in connecting with seniors who may not even know about the services of the Office for the Aging. So the idea was really born to take this bus and make it a mobile Office for the Aging and take it out into the community across the 2 months of the summer. Admittedly, we got a little backtracked because we needed an intern. We needed some help with the project. So we didn't start in July, but we are starting officially in August to bring the bus out into the community with our great intern, Samantha Dorn, who has been shadowing the staff of the Office for the Aging and is ready to get on the bus and get the bus out into the communities.
You were able to repurpose this bus. Like I said, it served a purpose during the pandemic for the students. And now, you know, you're putting used to it in the summer, especially, you know, with the Office for the Aging on Wheels, which I think is a great idea for some people who are maybe not able to get transportation or willing to go to Office of Aging in person. And it'd be great for them to have you guys come over and help them out at home.
Absolutely. Right in their home community. We'll be in 8 different communities. And when seniors get on the bus, any senior over the age of 55, welcome to get on the bus and sign up for Office of the Aging services. They can pick up their farmer's market coupon booklets. So that's free farmer's market vouchers that they can use to buy fruits and vegetables. And they can also register for a COVID vaccine if they have not gotten one already. So we have a staff member again on the bus and some OFA staff that may be visiting the bus as well to help people with that. They will also get a free diabetes prevention gift bag. So every senior who visits the bus gets a free gift bag that is full of all sorts of diabetes prevention gifts, including a salad shaker, a Choose My Plate plate, which teaches them how to, you know, eat half their plate of fruits and vegetables. They get a calorie counter and some other diabetes prevention. To, of course, prevent diabetes. The bus will be in 8 different communities. So it kicks off August 4th and 5th in Calicoon. What happens is the bus gets dropped off in a community on a Wednesday night, and then we use it on Thursday and Friday morning from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So August 4th and 5th, the bus will be in Calicoon. And then for the next 8 weeks after that, the bus will be in a different community each Thursday and Friday. We move from Calicoon to Liberty on August 12th through 13th, Livingston Manor August 19th through 20th, Narrowsburg August 25th through the 26th. Then we move on in September. We'll be in Neversink on September 2nd and 3rd, Roscoe 9th and the 10th, and South Fallsburg September 6th and 17th, ending in Wurtsboro on September 23rd and 24th. So again, a different community every Thursday and Friday for the months of August and September.
It's great that you offer all this stuff for the seniors and have that information at hand when they come there, because I'm sure, you know, like I said, we do have all these services here in the county, but sometimes things fall to the cracks and people might not be aware of all these things that we do offer them and things that are there to help them.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of the seniors just don't know about what's available to them, and it's no fault of their own. This is a big community, or a big county, I should say, and the number one issue that came up on the community health needs assessment was knowledge of existing resources. People don't know what we have available here in this county. And by getting the Office for the Aging on wheels and out into each and every little, you know, pocket of this county, we really can expose seniors to what it means to register for Office for the Aging services. What else is available to them? Is it Meals on Wheels? Do they need to have homebound care? Do they need visiting nursing services? Do they need senior clubs or groups? You know, are they feeling isolated and want to connect with people at a senior group or a congregate meal site? So how awesome is this that finally, you know, the Office for the Aging is going to have the chance and some voices out in the community to share what they do and share how seniors can get more connected here in Sullivan County and feel like they have access to all of the great services and resources and diabetes prevention. And I keep, you know, kind of harping on that, is that that's our gift bag. That's our thing to get seniors on the bus. We do have high rates of diabetes in Sullivan County, and we want to help seniors with the tools and the information to help them prevent diabetes for as long as possible, if not forever.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's you know, sometimes it is a very preventable disease that you can take care of.
Yep.
And live a healthier and longer life.
Absolutely. Yep, for sure. We're really looking forward.
Where can people find more information?
Basically, you know, they can jump onto Sullivan180.org to find out where the bus is going. They can call us directly, and we'll let them know where the bus will be in their specific community. Our phone number is 295-2680, and we would love for any senior to give us a call, ask us when the Office for the Aging is going to be in their community. We will also have a lot of press and information out into the communities. You might see flyers in your local post office. Your local fire department may know about when the bus is coming. So we want to make sure we get the word out and spread it to all the seniors that the bus is coming their way, and we want them to get on board and find out more.
Definitely, definitely. And it sounds like a fantastic initiative that you guys are doing and to help out the senior population that we have here in Sullivan Catskills. Can you give out the phone number again once more time?
Absolutely. So Sullivan 180's phone number is 295-2680, and our website is Sullivan180.org.
Thank you so much, Amanda, for talking to us and letting us know about the Office of Aging on Wheels. It sounds like it's going to be a great summer, and you guys are doing great things helping out our senior population and making them aware. Like I said, we have these great things in the county. It's there. But like I said, some people may not be aware of it, and you guys are bringing that awareness to the county and actually bringing them to the doorstep almost. So it's a really great thing you guys are doing.
Well, you all are doing the same thing at WJFF, so we thank you as well, and thank you for letting us be a part of this program. Much appreciated.
For Radio Catskill, I'm Patricia Rubio.
You're listening to the local edition on Radio Catskill. There's more to come after this.
I'm your host, Kusar Grace KG, right here in the place to be. The Music Emporium, Tuesday, 7 to 9 on 90.5 FM. Community-supported radio, serving the Catskills, Northeast Pennsylvania, and the Upper Delaware Valley. All those other towns, villages, and hamlets who pick up our broadcast, Big shout out to you.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance Riverfest, July 25th in Narrowsburg, New York. Kicking off at 10 a.m. with the River Dogs on Parade, strolling down Main Street. DelawareValleyArtsAlliance.org.
And this is a local edition on Radio Catskill. Thank you so much for being here with us on this Tuesday afternoon, rapidly becoming Tuesday evening. Kusar Grace Music Emporium is coming up next. Before that, we have more local edition. First, let's check in once more with our own Ron Bernthal with the Borders podcast that you can find at wjffradio.org/borders.
Ron Bernthal, and the program is Borders. Gateways to New York is officially a new documentary film about the Swiss structural engineer Otmar Ammann, who immigrated to New York City in 1904 and redefined the art of bridge building in America. The documentary, recently shown at the Architecture and Design Film Festival in Manhattan, is also about life in New York City during the first half of the 20th century. Using great video from the 1920s, the Depression years, road building and suburbanization, and of course construction of Ammann's many beautiful suspension bridges that still cross our rivers and harbors. Thankfully, the documentary also includes interviews with the workers that built the bridges. Otmar Ammann would eventually become the lead architect of the George Washington Bridge, the Bayonne, Triborough, Bronx Whitestone, Throgs Neck, and Verrazano Narrows bridges. For Swiss director Martin Witz, choosing the New York City bridges and their architect Otmar Ammann for his subject in this film was an easy decision.
First it was the bridges, of course, because they're so beautiful, and as so many people, I just love them, to see them. And I discovered that this was a man who came from my city, from Zurich. He came in 1904 and got basically stuck in New York. And when I discovered this biography and his achievement, these great bridges, I decided, why not bring back this man back to the limelight in a way, because he has been forgotten so much. After he has been so famous in the last century, even in Switzerland, he was our great hero, like today maybe Roger Federer, you know, he was our great expatriate.
Although Otmar Ammann worked on the huge Hellgate Railroad Bridge over the East River, it was an opportunity to design the first bridge across the Hudson River that truly made his reputation.
Picked up on his old idea, which had been to bridge the Hudson River, and to bridge it in a single span. A single span that was double the size of the largest span in the world at the time. And he had been dreaming about this for a long time. And it became ever more urgent because New York City was growing and the Hudson River was a serious barrier.
Otmar Ammann is given the green light for his first independent project. The client for this enormous undertaking is the New York Port Authority. The powerful agency also appoints him as their chief engineer.
In 1927, the George Washington Bridge, symbol of New York's rapid growth, was started. Unique in its design, joining New York and New Jersey, this was to be the bridge of the future. A $70 million monument to progress that would meet all present and future transportation needs. The George Washington Bridge is the gateway to the largest city in the world.
The George Washington Bridge opened in 1931, and Otmar Ammann worked on other bridges afterwards. The last bridge he designed was the Verrazano Bridge, which was completed in 1964, delighting Staten Island residents, but gaining opposition from many Bay Ridge residents, like attorney Andrew Sicken.
Through the heart of Bay Ridge. So we're going to separate the people to the north of the ditch from the people to the south of the ditch, okay? You were creating two separate communities. It was just a terrible, terrible notion to even encompass. This is what they're going to do to Bay Ridge? This just was completely unacceptable. They couldn't believe that a government agency could do this to a viable community.
The documentary is expected to be released in the New York area sometime soon. Go to newdocs, newdocs.de for additional information. That's newdocs.de. Borders is produced at WJFF, an NPR affiliate station in Jeffersonville, New York. I'm Ron Bernthal, and this is listener-supported public radio.
You can take the flowers down in Lover's Lane and that sentimental poetry. Put them in the box, tie them with a ribbon, throw them in the deep blue sea.
This is a local edition. We have one more interview coming up. We'll check in with a Porch Fest that's happening up in Stamford. First, I want to take a moment to check in on the weather. And the weather tonight says thunderstorms likely this evening. A chance of scattered thunderstorms for the overnight, continuing into the morning. Overnight low down to 61. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow morning. High of 74 as the day warms up. And very slight chance of precipitation tomorrow night. Overnight low cooler down to 55. This is Radio Catskill.
I'm your host, Kusar Grace KG, right here in the place to be. The Music Emporium, Tuesday, 7 to 9 on 90.5 FM. Community-supported radio, serving the Catskills, Northeast Pennsylvania, and the Upper Delaware Valley. All those other towns, villages, and hamlets who pick up our broadcast, big shout-out to you.
This is Todd from Highland Park, New Jersey. I listen to Bullseye with Jesse Thorne because I love his enthusiasm.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week, singer-songwriter Liz Phair talks about her new album, Soberish, plus Brat Pack heartthrob Andrew McCarthy. That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Thursday afternoon at 2 here on Radio Catskill. Welcome back to the local edition, local news and information to keep you connected in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm Jason Dole, and coming up Saturday on Main Street in Stamford, New York, a dozen local musicians will be playing from 4 to 6 p.m. on the porches of the community, on the lawns, up and down Main Street in Stamford. Why? Well, because it's Porch Fest. Our own Patricio Rubio spoke to the executive director of Roxbury Arts Group, Jenny Rosenzweig, earlier today about Porch Fest and asked, is this the first time Porch Fest has happened in Stamford?
It is, and we're really excited to bring it to Stamford, particularly this year because the community has grown so much. There are so many new businesses. It's very exciting, and it just seems like the timing is right to bring Porch Fest to Stamford.
So for those heading out this Saturday, what can folks expect?
And so we have, so this is a completely free event. There are no tickets needed. You know, there's no preferred seating. In fact, you could bring your own seating if you'd like. And from 4 to 6, we have about a dozen bands and performers, and they're going to be performing really simultaneously up and down Main Street in Stamford. And, you know, a person can come or, you know, a family or, you know, some people, friends, and you could stay and listen to one performer, you know, your favorite performer for the 2 hours, or you could walk up and down Main Street and you could listen to all of the performers. And these are all regional performers, you know, people who for the past year maybe haven't been able to play as much as they wanted to and, you know, are just coming out. And I'm sure a lot of our visitors are going to be just kind of coming out too and listening to live music. And so it's kind of a great way to begin to gather around the arts again. And all of these bands and performers, as Porch Fest is, are playing on people's porches, on their gardens, in their lawns. And so it's really great that businesses and the homeowners have opened up the community to us in this way and have really embraced this idea. We love it when we go into a community and we have this crazy idea and people say yes. Because, you know, it just helps bring great programming like this to life.
Definitely. And just talking about the last year, and you said, you know, the musicians are looking forward to playing because some of them have not been playing for a long time this past year. How does it feel for you to put on an event again and to be talking about an event and knowing that an event's going to happen and people are going to come and live music is going to happen again? How does that feel?
It, you know, it feels great. You know, last year, you know, during COVID and when the restrictions were at its highest, the Roxbury Arts Group was still programming, but obviously it was very small and very restrictive. We were doing very small concerts in gardens, in hay fields, things along those lines. You know, we're very dedicated to our community. We're very dedicated to the arts. And so last year, our, you know, we kind of worked by plan and pivot. So we planned something, but we always knew that it was going to change. But to be able to, you know, several months ago, we sat down and we wanted to do this Porch Fest, and we knew that it was going to be able to happen. And so we expect a lot of people to come out to this event. It's going to be outdoors. We expect the weather to be great, to be able to welcome these many musicians, to perform at the same time and to have all these community members come out and join us. It's a really a great way, to embrace the arts again and, you know, to welcome back the arts and to come out and enjoy a community. It really warms my heart. This is why I do what I do. And so, and I'm sure for all of the people performing, they love an audience. You know, we've been having some performances where people could perform in front of 50 people, and they say that it's like performing at Madison Square Garden because there's just the biggest audiences that they can see, that they can have. And so I can't imagine an entire village filled with people and having all of these having all of these musicians be able to perform for all of these guests.
I'm glad you said that because I'm noticing that also that events are happening and it seems like people are just hungry for just anything live and interaction and arts in the real world compared to, you know, to the Zoom life that we were all living before.
Right. I think that engaging with the arts is a really natural thing for people, whether it's something that you seek out on purpose or not. Arts engagement is really in our blood, you know, whether it be, exhibitions or concerts or, even going to a car show, you know, it's so beauty and so much design there. And so I do believe that we're all ready to engage in a 3D world again. And, you know, as long as we can continue to do it safely, we're all for it. And so, you know, this, again, this kind of very outdoor space and people can be, spaced out as much as they can and need to be. But still have these kind of very intimate performances with all of these artists. So, we're looking.
And you mentioned the weather. I'm looking at the weather now for the area. It looks like on Saturday it's going to be 73 and sunny for you guys. So it looks like perfect weather.
Oh my goodness. I could not have ordered it any better than that. So, I have my fingers crossed that it stays that way.
Right. Now, like you said, it, all these, you know, people coming together and all these people are playing on people's porches and businesses. So obviously, you know, you guys are not doing this alone. If you were to mention, you know, like what it took to sort of get everyone on board to do this.
It really didn't take much, as you said. Everybody's really excited to do this. And so, you know, first we kind of hatched this idea here at the office and, at the Roxbury Arts Group of, you know, we always have these kind of crazy ideas because we're a small organization with a small staff. And, so when we kind of came up with this idea, it was like, can we actually do this? You know, such a small organization. And then we, you know, went out into the community and said, you know, can you help us do this? And everybody said yes. And, you know, then we kind of put out this call for artists and performers to perform with us. And, you know, the feedback that we got and the results were really great. And it's very diverse. You know, we have jazz musicians coming to perform with us. We have rock musicians coming to perform with us. We have children's artists coming to perform with us. And so, it's really run the gamut. And so it's great. And again, these are all regional artists that are, and the feeling about this, it's not about, you know, selling tickets and so on and so forth. This is about community and all. That's what Porch Fest was always about. It's, you know, it's all about community and coming together. And so that's what this is. And, you know, we're just great that we're just lighting the fire. And, that this is really about the businesses and the homeowners and the artists that are driving this. And we're just kind of behind the scenes organizing and coordinating and, you know, happy to play our part.
Yeah, no, this seems like I said, it's good entertainment for the whole family. So it's not only just musicians and like rock and things like that, but I see you have playful, whimsical songs for family, musicians type of deal. So it looks like it's be a fun time for everybody. If somebody's looking for more information about Porch Fest or just about the Roxbury Arts Group, where can they go?
Sure. And so best place, of course, is always our website, which is roxburyartsgroup.org. We also have a Facebook page where you can check out. We are always updating information there. And you can always give us a call at 607-326-7908, and anybody from our staff is happy to answer any questions.
Before we go, is there anything else you want to let us know, like maybe other events besides Porch Fest that are coming up for this summer?
Coming up in a couple of weeks, we have on July 31st, we have an exhibit opening called Chromatic Family, which is a soft sculpture exhibit by a local artist, Tony Brogan, and that is with a free opening reception beginning at 4 o'clock. So that's really interesting, and we're really excited about that. And then kind of looking forward, on Saturday, August 7th, we have the Piedmont Blues performing in Stamford at Veterans Memorial Park. And that is a free concert. There is a family performance at 5 p.m., followed by a full concert at 7. And then looking a little bit beyond that, on Saturday, August 21st, we have a performance here at the Roxbury Arts Center with Kashana, who's a really exciting blues, rock, and R&B artist. Who's, you know, kind of bringing awareness to the masses. She's so soulful, really great voice, and a lot of people should look to getting tickets for that, specifically because we still are working with limited audience, limited availability for our audience here at the Art Center.
Right. That sounds like you guys are going to have a fantastic summer. A lot of great music and performances is lined up for this year. It's great to say all this stuff is back.
We're really excited about it because, everything's kind of, getting back in gear for us. And so while being able to welcome people back to the Art Center and doing all of our performances, it feels good.
Jenny, thank you so much for talking to us, letting us know what's going on. This Saturday is Porch Fest from 4 to 6 on Main Street in Stamford, New York. Go check it out with all this great music and great interaction with art and people. Thank you so much for talking to us and letting us know about this great event that's coming up.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Radio Catskill, I'm Patricia Robayo.
Okay, and that's going to do it for the local edition for your Tuesday. Local news and information that keeps you connected in the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Jason Dole. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon, 6:30. We'll do it all over again. Remember, don't ever miss an edition of the local edition. Subscribe to the local edition podcast from Radio Catskill, wherever you get podcasts. Stay tuned. Music Emporium with Mr. Kusar Grace is coming up next, right here on Radio Catskill.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Somewhere Co. Summer Pop-Up Shop, offering art and design for the home from local and regional artists and makers. 26 Erie Avenue, across from the Narrowsburg Union. Some-Ware.co. From Bethel Wood Center for the Arts, BethelWoodCenter.org. And from listener donations at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF is your community radio station in whatever community you happen to be, thanks to the WJFF mobile app. Available for your Apple or Android device, the WJFF app lets you hear your favorite Catskill station anywhere in the world, from Monticello to Monte Carlo, from Honesdale to Honolulu, or just from your doorstep to downtown. Get the WJFF app from Google Play or the Apple App Store.
WJFF, Jeffersonville.
Public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Radio Catskill.
From river to river, mountain to mountain, keeping you connected.